Well, you know, it's after lunch. Now, I don't know what that's supposed to tell me about this talk, but hold on. Get the toothpicks out for your eyes. Keep them open. Your Eminence Cardinal Justin Regali, Most Reverend Andrew Cousins, Mother Agnes Mary, members of the board of the Council of Major Superiors of Women Religious, mothers and sisters, it is so good to be here. And you know, in case you didn't know this before I even start anything else, I want to tell you how important your presence is here. We are so important for each other. I came early. It was before, because I was with Sister Christine, and she's on the board. I was going to work. So I got to watch all of these different communities coming in. And I was not particularly in a good mood when I arrived. The travel here I won't go into it, but it was not good. But then all of these different habits, all of these different communities, all of these different ministries and missions, and don't you feel supported by that? It is so even next year, if you're sick or whatever, come on. Because you are important, and your presence here is important. So we're celebrating this weekend a silver jubilee. Now, where I come from, that calls for a real celebration. Where I come from, anything calls for that. No. It does. It's a great time of grace. It's a time for growth. It's a time for self-reflection. It's a wonderful time. As the theme of this assembly and the titles of the plenary addresses indicate, everything about this celebration speaks of a gift that has been given and that implies generosity, joy, gratitude, and thanksgiving. So no wonder this is a happy occasion. No wonder there's so many smiles this weekend, because a grateful heart is a happy heart. What a gift it is to be here together this weekend, to have this time to remember and reflect, and yes, a time to celebrate. And at the heart of it all, what a gift we have received. What an incredible gift we have received. Isn't that just the point? Everything, absolutely everything that prompts us to come together this weekend is about a beautiful, deep, and profoundly mysterious gift. A grace received from God for the good of the church and religious life itself. I have a feeling that if St. Paul were to send an anniversary card at this CMSWR assembly in honor of our 25th jubilee, it wouldn't read, congratulations for a job well done. More likely, we would open a card to find a message such as the words St. Paul once wrote to the Corinthians. Who confers distinction upon us? What do you possess that you have not received? And of course, St. Paul would have a point. It is a point with a delicate and necessary corollary attached to it, one that I was taught when I was a child, and so were you, one that we have taught to our children in our classrooms, those of us who teach. When one receives a gift, you say thank you. Gratitude is in the very air we breathe this weekend at Drury Inn. Gratitude, and therefore joy. I was asked to reflect with you this afternoon on CMSWR at 25, Gift Received. St. Paul's words to the Corinthians have been very helpful in my own reflections as I ask myself, is the CMSWR itself the gift we're talking about here? Is that the gift received? In some ways, yes. For who among us is not grateful to the church for her understanding and trust in giving us the approval to the CMSWR, the Council of Major Superiors of Women Religious, in 1992. In that year of its founding, the CMSWR received the gift of canonical recognition as a Council of Major Superiors of Religious Women, erected under Canon 708 and 709. And its statutes were approved provisionally for 5 years. In describing its spirit, a statement provided by the CMSWR at that time noted that the sisters of this council, bound by the specific call to live for God alone in the religious life, wish with the guidance of the Holy Father and assisted by the bishops of the United States to support one another mutually in preserving the gift of their respective vocations, and in progressing still more in the life in which God has called them, for the increase of holiness of the church to the greater glory of the one and undivided Trinity. Embedded in this statement is far more than a declaration of all the great things CMSWR intended to do. No, this very statement of spirit rests upon the church's teaching about the gift that religious life itself is to the church's life and holiness. The CMSWR was founded on an abiding sense of its dependence on the church for its existence and identity. It is a gift to us as its members, only insofar as it enriches and enhances our union with the life of the church and with one another, and assists us in the faithful living of our consecration within our own institutes. Almost exactly 25 years ago, on October 23, 1992, the CMSWR held its very first National Assembly at Techne, Illinois. The talks given that weekend also indicated that the first National Assembly like this one has an air of gratitude about it, an air of gratitude and of hope. His Eminence James Cardinal Hickey, Archbishop of Washington at the time, and the CMSWR's Episcopal liaison with the Holy See, began by asking the Lord's blessing on the work of the new council. His prayer could easily be ours this afternoon. Heavenly Father, we call upon you in faith, hope, and love. Give us, Lord, a spirit of loving fidelity. Renew the religious consecration of the superiors who are part of this council. Give to all of us who take part in these proceedings a spirit of hope in your promises as we look to the future. Help us to open our hearts to Christ, to trust in his loving and redeeming presence as we plan for the future and seek ways to strengthen religious life. Give us a spirit of charity so that we might speak the truth in love and work for the good of the whole church in a spirit of loving cooperation. Speaking at that first assembly about his own role, helper, advisor, friend, Cardinal Hickey expressed aspects of the gift which the CMSWR was intended to be in the ongoing religious formation of its members, based on the relationships envisioned in Canon 708 and 709. The sections of the code under which the CMSWR and all conferences and councils are established. The cardinal said he wished to help the new council in the relationships which were so necessary to its life. That is, its necessary and direct relationship with the Holy See, its relationship with the Episcopal Conference of the United States, in developing relationship with the LCWR and CMSM, in establishing and strengthening strong relationships with one another, providing what he called a wonderful way to discuss the challenges, opportunities, and problems that member communities face in common. This has all happened, hasn't it? And it's ever new. The superiors gathered at that first assembly 25 years ago received valuable insights into the nature of the gift they had received personally in the creation of the CMSWR. Also a gift were the directional signals, as he called them, which Cardinal Hickey offered to the group as follows. First, he said, we must always gather in a spirit of prayer. Second, a spirit of fidelity to the church's teaching. Here the cardinal gave very honest and insightful counsel to the members at their first meeting, reminding them that the new council in no way sought to be divisive, but simply to remain at one with the church in its teaching on religious life, and in fact in all its teaching. The gifts of serenity, wisdom, and strength, he insisted, are so important for all you say and all you do as members of this council. Third, a loving confidence in the future of religious life. And finally, great and open honesty, having good lines of communication and developing honest and open exchange of ideas. And I think that is what we find so helpful to each other when we are able to talk with each other and get a little help on issues. Cardinal Hickey's words of counsel continue to provide directional signals for us this weekend as we renew our purpose and consider our strategic plan. And so we're grateful to the church for this gift that we've received in its approval of the CMSWR, and for the responsibility with which it entrusts us, the expectation it places on us. And I know that we want to convey our gratitude to the Holy Father and to the Congregation for the Institutes of Consecrated Life and the Societies of Apostolic Life. Our assembly this weekend is a time of profound gratitude to the church for a gift received. In reflecting on the CMSWR as a gift received from the church, we would do well to ask ourselves, why would the church do such a thing? The church, by its very nature, is all about communion, never division, as Cardinal Hickey cautioned in our founding to our founding members. Anything she does flows from this desire to fulfill her purpose of bringing about communion of God's people, union with God himself in the love that never ends. In other words, at the heart of the church's approval of the CMSWR must have been her desire to foster and nurture communion and holiness. Not just ours, but the holiness of the entire church. Through our lives of consecration, we are united with all religious in a mystery much bigger than ourselves. A mystery directed to the increase of the holiness of the entire church. And the church's holiness, of course, is based on much more fundamental gift and mystery. The Catechism of the church tells us, holiness is measured according to the great mystery in which the bride responds with the gift of love to the gift of the bridegroom. And so CMSWR is a profound gift from the church to us as member communities, a gift intended to foster, nurture, and enrich the response our communities make to the gift of the bridegroom. It's supposed to help this wonderful group is supposed to help us in our life and our journey to the Lord, in our gift, our total gift of self. The deeper our response, the deeper and more genuine the influence each of us and each of our communities can have in the world, which is so devoid of a sense of God and so lacking in a sense of His love. So we give thanks for the lovely and deep gift that the CMSWR is to us, its member communities, in so many ways. Providing us with a channel of communion and communication with the Holy See, which is really very important. Offering us the vital gift of communion with one another for mutual support and sharing of resources. It is a good thing to be together. It is a good thing for us to share with each other. Giving us appropriate avenue for communion with other conferences of religious men and women, united as we are in our common desire to give ourselves in love for the church and for all God's people. We have been enriched during these 25 years through the initiatives of the CMSWR, in which our communities have been privileged to participate together. Just to name some of them, the regional assemblies, how important they are, allowing us to come together and be enriched and to learn together and to share. The formators workshops, we all, how much we need those. And as we know, formation changes rapidly, actually, especially at this time. So we need each other in this area of formation. Educational opportunities to help us navigate our way through such challenges as appropriate use of technology. And in our own community, we had Sister Marisha this summer to talk again, to renew our understanding of how the dangers, certainly, of internet, the good of it, and how to use it properly. Resources to help us in caring for physical, mental, and spiritual health of our sisters. This is really important. Events sponsored by the CMSWR, such as the Eucharistic Congress in 2004 and 2009, the Symposium in 2015, reminding us of our call to wake up the world. Wake up. Wake up. I think I have to wake up this group first. The CMSWR's Domus Sancta Maria Guadalupe in Rome provides a place for our sisters to study or to renew in the summer. I think of the many ways in which the CMSWR benefits from the presence and example of member communities from other countries who serve in the United States. It is wonderful to have members from other countries. It's enriching. We share, we give to each other. I think usually we receive much more than we give. Also mutually enriching is the gift of simply witnessing to one another in our efforts to be faithful to the church. I think you all are wonderful. And when I go to I never fail to get ideas when I go to another religious house. I think, oh, look how they do that. Or, oh, they seem so prayerful. You know, I feel like I have to calm down. We enrich each other. All of these things are aspects of the gift received. A gift that can enrich in some way every community that belongs to the CMSWR. So, by the way, if you hadn't been active, get with it. Yeah, let's get active. Because there's so much for you to receive and so much for you to share. In all of this, we give thanks today for the sacrifices and the fidelity of those who have gone before us in these 25 years. especially those who were personally instrumental in the founding of the CMSWR. We realize that the gift received is in many ways the fruit of their own gift of self, their perseverance and openness to grace, that first grace. Their courage, prayer, and joyful hope, and all of this not without sacrifice and suffering. And I was watching it all. And I can tell you, especially now from this perspective, I don't know how they did it. I do not know how they had the time to do it. I do know that it took a lot of time and it took a lot of thought. I do know that. I think especially of Cardinal Hickey himself, always such a kind and steady and strong presence in the life of the council. And I think of the sisters who were the founding board members, especially the first officers of the board. Now, I'm going to ask you something that you don't want to do. I'm going to ask you to stand up when I call your name. And remain standing, please. Mother Vincent Marie Finnegan. Mother Mary Bernard Nettle. Mother Mary Quentin Sheridan. Mother Christine Bourne. Brothers and sisters, I can tell you, I can promise you, that without these women religious, this would not have happened. And I can also tell you something else. Many of our communities would not be here. So let us give thanks with a real depth, a joy, but a seriousness, a joy, but a prayerfulness of gratitude and thanksgiving. Sisters, we owe more than we know. Let us be grateful. The fact that they, of course, didn't want us to thank them at all is more reason to do it. So thank you, sisters, for allowing God to use you. Is that an example that Mother Agnes Marie spoke of today, that first grace? Look what happened. And there's more to come. It's only the beginning. It's only 25 years. Our gratitude extends through you to all the sisters, unknown and unnamed, who have provided in some way for this avenue of grace for religious life in our country. It's not any place else in our country. Especially do we thank those who have generously accepted positions of leadership in the CMSWR over these 25 years. Most recently, Mother Agnes Mary Donovan, and the sisters on our current board. It is important for us to take full advantage of this time of Jubilee, for as we know, Jubilees are a time when grace flows freely. Yes, grace flows freely. Having thanked our founding sisters for their openness to grace, we must ask ourselves this weekend, what is the grace that God is offering the CMSWR here and now? How does he want to use us? The gift we were given 25 years ago wasn't given so that we could turn in on ourselves, but so that as women consecrated to God in the service of the church, we might all be the better and go out of ourselves in love for God and for others. It is in our very being as women to receive in a giving way, to bear fruit always in new life. To return to that Jubilee message from St. Paul, what do you possess that you have not received? This is a beautiful moment of grace for the CMSWR, a moment which calls us to remember our dependence on God's grace and our dependence on the church, our dependence on the example, support, and prayers of one another. It is a time to delight in the gifts of the past and look forward with hope to the future and the graces it holds. Thanking God for this gift, let us ask him what he wants of us here and now. And let us beg him to help us as individual communities and as a council to be receptive to the graces he has in mind to give us, to receive them in a giving way. Later this afternoon, we will come together in prayer before the Blessed Sacrament, before the Lord, who is the giver of all good things. How shall we pray in this Jubilee moment of grace? What are we going to say to him this afternoon? It seems to me that Our Lady has already given us the words that should mark our celebration, and that she will pray them with us at Vespers. The Almighty has done great things for us, and holy is his name.